Jerry Bader Show 1025. Much has been made of President Obama's lawlessness, and as I have argued, Republicans have to start just saying, "Well, he can't do that. He can't. Yes, he can." It's like Republicans treat President Obama the way President Obama treats Vladimir Putin. It's just the way it is. This is what he is. And Republicans don't feel that they can do anything about it. So they don't. Well, other than complain about it. That's what President Obama's doing about Vladimir Putin. Just complaining about it because he can't figure out what else to do. I think there are things he could do. I think Republicans could do things about his lawlessness. But they don't. They just live with it. It's growing. And I don't mean, his lawlessness is growing. But I mean the concept of being a government of men and not laws, when, of course, we are a government of laws and not men, wrote John Adams, is growing. Jake Curtis has a piece at Right Wisconsin Today where he points out that two of the three Democratic candidates for attorney general have said that they would follow the counsel of Eric Holder, the U.S. attorney general, and not defend laws that they don't agree with. Most notably is the constitutional ban on gay marriage in Wisconsin. Curtis points out that this is a new phenomenon. I would argue it's entirely new and that it is born of President Barack Obama. When it started with the same thing where he said he would not enforce nor defend DOMA, Defense of Marriage. And now he's just picking and choosing all along. This, I think, is leaving a much deeper, darker mark on democracy than we realize. And liberals don't seem to understand the precedent that they're setting, that it's okay to pick and choose the laws in Wisconsin that you would be constitutionally required to uphold. Curtis goes into this, it's John Richards and Ismail Ozani, shocker, two big libs who said that, as Attorney General, this is John Richards, it will be my obligation to the citizens of Wisconsin to defend their constitutional rights, rights that I believe are currently being violated for same-sex couples. He is so resolute in his commitment of refusing to defend the Wisconsin Constitution as currently written that one can actually sign a petition on his campaign website calling on the Department of Justice to stop defending Wisconsin's discriminatory same-sex marriage ban and join Richards in the fight to bring marriage equality to Wisconsin. This is lawlessness, writes Curtis. A blanket statement by the Attorney General, the chief law enforcement officer, and member of the executive branch that he will not enforce duly enacted laws undermines the separation of powers upon which our nation depends. When sworn into office, the Wisconsin AG swears to support state law. Wisconsin law requires the State Department of Justice, through the Attorney General, to appear for the state and prosecute or defend all actions and proceedings. Unlike the governor or members of the legislature, the role of Wisconsin Attorney General is largely defined in Chapter 165 of the state statutes and essentially devoid of discretion. So a promise to refuse to defend the state constitution is essentially a promise to violate the Attorney General's oath of office. He is absolutely right about that. That's what these two guys are doing. We are not going to uphold. You put your hand on the Bible and say, "I will uphold and defend the state." You can't do both. You can't promise not to do that and then swear to do it. Curtis makes another great point. This has changed so quickly. As Attorney General of the state of New Hampshire, David Souter, who would go on to be a very liberal justice on the Supreme Court, led several controversial religion cases. In one, he defended the state's flying the flag at half mass on Good Friday because that was the law of New Hampshire. And Souter understood, big liberal that he was, that his oath required him to enforce state law, personal opinions aside. What these guys are arguing for is a complete abandoning of the law and picking and choosing. And they want to be the top law enforcer in Wisconsin. By the way, this is not just Wisconsin. It's not just Eric Holder. This is a dangerous, dangerous threat to liberty and democracy that has been started by Barack Obama. It's 10:30.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.